This is MSO News Sports. I'm joined by Patricia Gentile, the president at North Shore Community College in her third year at the school. And Patricia, welcome. Great to talk with you.
Hi, Bill. It's great to talk with you, too.
Well, let's talk about North Shore Community College. That's what we're here to do, and we're in your office here today. But what do you see this role of this college and this community, the North Shore?
Well, North Shore Community College was created a half a century ago with a very specific purpose, and that was to make sure that there was local, affordable, high-quality higher education in the communities of Massachusetts. So our main purpose is to make sure that folks who want to go to college, have a dream about going to college, can realize that dream.
And I see the role of the college has changed. All community colleges has changed over the last, in particular, I think even 10 years, wouldn't you say?
Well, clearly there's a changing environment for colleges here in Massachusetts as well as across the country. And for community colleges, we're a very unique institution. We're not just a small four-year that only does the first 2 years. We're not a technical school per se. We truly have a comprehensive mission. And what that means is providing the programs and the services to help people get into the workforce or transfer to a four-year so that they can find a career that they'd like to pursue, that they can enter into and advance in and sustain themselves and the family and become active citizens.
The I'm looking at community colleges, and there's a number of them in Massachusetts, state community colleges. And how is this one similar to those, or how is it not similar to the other community colleges?
Yeah. Well, North Shore Community College is one of the 15 public community colleges that had been legislated into existence back in 1958. And our role is as part of the system of public higher education in Massachusetts. So our colleagues not only include the other 14 community colleges, but they include the 9 state colleges and universities, and of course the UMass system. Now, what makes each community college a little unique is sort of their signature programs that really respond to and reflect the local economy. So 90%, Bill, of what we do is fairly similar. We do the transfer programs in all kinds of areas, the liberal arts area. We provide associates in science, associates in arts. We also do some associates in applied science. North Shore Community Colleges, one of our signature programs, is in the healthcare field. The healthcare field on the North Shore is the major employer and still growing employer. And so there's a lot of demand for workers of all types. So we have nursing programs, the LPN, the RN. We collaborate with Salem State University on a 3+1 to the BSN. We also do all the technical programs, so medical assisting, surge tech, central tech. We do vet tech, for example, as well. And so we're really well known for our healthcare programs. And when you compare us to the other Massachusetts community colleges, we produce more certified and degreed graduates than the average community college in the state. So that's one of our signature programs, but not the only one.
Well, do you want to mention any others?
Sure.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Well, I think the other thing that's really interesting and unique about North Shore Community College are two other what we call guided pathways. One is the first responder pathway. And here at North Shore Community College, you'll see that if you talk to almost any fire chief around the area, they've gone to North Shore Community College and graduated with us. Our fire science program is completely online and one of the best in the country. We also do, obviously, criminal justice degrees for our police officers, EMT, and other first responders. So I think that's another area where we've really produced the kinds of public servants in our community that help us become resilient. The last pathway I'll talk about, and I think which is also reflective of what makes North Shore, the North Shore area, unique and interesting, is the food pathway. So, you know, you travel along the coastline from Lynn all the way up to Cape Ann, and what will you see? Well, you see a lot of fisheries, you see a lot of local foods. We have a food pathway program that is fairly unique. For example, we have a food science degree, so that if you're working in manufacturing, food manufacturing like at Kettle Cuisine or at many of the food manufacturers in our area, you'll have the kind of technology and food safety knowledge you'll need to be able to work what truly has become an advanced manufacturing sector. We have a nutrition program. We have an environmental horticulture program in this pathway. We obviously have culinary arts and hospitality and management. And so this area is also a large demand area for workforce. And North Shore Community College has really become a provider in that area.
One thing, you know, when I think of a community college, also I'm always thinking that you guys are very well connected with what's needed out there in the employment force, in the job force, more so than a 4-year college. Not that they're not, they are, but yet you have to be, you know, kind of connected right into what's going on in the community.
Oh, absolutely. That's been part of our charge. And so we work really hard at establishing relationships with the businesses and the industries in the area. We work very diligently with the HR managers, with the executives, both in high tech, healthcare, food manufacturing, business services, social services, the education industry. We have many of those leaders on our advisory boards who help us make sure that our curriculum is up to date and that we're producing the type of worker that is needed with the skills and the knowledge that's needed to not only enter into that field, but advance in that field. So yes, we've had a long history of working with employers. We also have a what we call non-credit corporate training program where we work closely with businesses to train their incumbent workers. So, you know, every business today has technology needs. Every business has supervisory skill and communication needs. And so we work with employers to customize a personalized program for their employees, and we help them train.
Well, I'm going to stay right here talking about North Shore Community College. I have some other questions here, but what are supports? And what, the other thing I've read about in recent years is community colleges are now implementing more supports for students, because if they get to the college, they need to be successful. And they might have had more supports at the high schools that they were attending, but now they're at community college or any college, and they're gone, or some of them are gone, but they're being established at the colleges, correct?
Well, you're absolutely right, Bill. You know, in the past, it's always been about access. Please come. But, of course, we want people to be successful and achieve their goals. And so making sure that we have the supports in place for what is a very diverse student population. And I mean diverse in all aspects. Age, our average age is 28. Not 18 or 19. So we have older workers who've been dislocated, need to get back into the workforce. I just came from a woman in transition completion program. These are women who generally are in their midlife, who are needing to get back into the labor force and do not have a post-secondary degree. We have a very active veteran center, and we are what's described by the federal government a military-friendly school with over 300 veterans who have come out of the military and looking to now integrate into the workforce and need many times special supports because of either injuries that they received or the experiences that they had in war, and helping them get back into civilian life. Those are the kinds of supports that we put in place. And I'll tell you, another area that's been growing is working with students with disabilities, students with behavioral health issues. We deal with many students who are homeless, who are hungry, who generally have all the kinds of issues that they deal with in their life because they're low income. We have about 60% of our students are first generation to college, which means no one in their family had gone to college before. And so helping them learn what college is all about, how to retain, how to get the study skills they need, what college is about, what work is about, is part of what we have to do today as well.
I'm going to ask you maybe a question here. This, I know that there is in the political campaign, there's talk about making education more affordable, more accessible. But I know a long time ago, Wayne Burton, the former president here, I talked to him years ago about, you know, that one thing was on the table, and this is a national thing. But you can react to this and maybe react to other national issues regarding community colleges. But is to making that year 13 and 14, the first 2 years of community college, part of, say, public education. Right. So in other words, people could transition right into North Shore Community College from a high school, and that it would be that year 13 and 14, and how helpful that would be for the job force and training. Where does that, I mean, obviously that's not happening right now, but what are your thoughts on those kinds of things?
Well, I think that early thinking has led to some real innovations, and let me tell you about a few things that we're involved in. For example, what's called now early college, where we have generally vertically integrated down into the high schools. So let's talk about Lynn Public Schools. We have a special initiative there called Communiversity at Lynn, and we're taking a birth to career educational pathway viewpoint. Now, what it means is that we're working very closely with the Lynn Public Schools district, with their faculty. We're working with Salem State University at the other end. And now we've offered 140 students in the Lynn schools this spring the opportunity, if they're 15 years or older and still a high school student, to come to college. They come to our Lynn campus after school, after their high school day, and on Saturdays, and they're enrolled in the regular, rigorous academic courses that are attached to a specific guided pathway, which is information technology pathway, because there's so many needs for technology workers today. So rather than waiting until they're out of high school, we're already in the high schools, and those high school students, and some also in the Gloucester area, in Swampscott, going to Essex Tech, can earn up to 30 college credits before they graduate high school. Now, that not only takes a year of college away from having to pay for it, right? Okay, so it makes the time to the bachelor's degree or the associate's degree much shorter and much less costly. For example, if they go through the pathway at Lynn, go on to North Shore and graduate, go on to Salem State University, get their bachelor's degree, it would only take 3 years post-high school and only cost $25,000, which is a significant savings for a bachelor degree. But it also helps prepare those students better. So students who would come to us with not too much knowledge about college, not the confidence about whether or not they can do it, maybe testing into developmental math or developmental English, which will delay their completion. We're now going into the high schools, helping them get prepared, letting them grow already the self-confidence to know that they can do college and they belong in college. So these are the kinds of things that have evolved since that discussion with former President Burton.
I'm not saying anything you don't know, but it's when you talk about first generation students coming to school, this term may not sound right. They kind of need their hand held into the college, and that's what's so great about that program you just talked about, is that they may see that building down the street from them, but they don't know what's in it. But once you bring them into the building, then they know, and they're beginning to live this college experience.
Right. We do have a large number of those first-generation students who may not have been as prepared as other students. So getting them early, helping them get prepared, giving them the actual experience of a rigorous college course. And I've got to tell you something. These Lynn students I just talked about, these 140 high school kids, they're doing great in classes. They've achieved. Their grades are great. They're doing actually a little bit better than our usual students, because they're so motivated and interested in figuring out what college is all about. So I think giving especially immigrant populations, low-income populations, people of color who may not have had the opportunity to come to college, the opportunity to experience higher education is great for the economy, it's great for our workforce, and it really is the future vitality of the North Shore.
We're talking with Patricia Gentile, the president at North Shore Community College. So here's a logistical question. So you've got the Danvers campus, you've got the Lynn campus. If you walk in the Cummings Center, North Shore Community College is over there, I believe, or not anymore. Okay. I'm dating myself just a couple of years ago.
Yep.
But tell us about what's the difference among the campuses?
Okay. Well, we have two main campuses, and our student population is split pretty equally between the two. So the Danvers campus is a fully developed campus where we have our signature programs of healthcare in our Zero Net Energy building, which is a fabulous building, only 4 years years old, has a very complex and sophisticated simulation lab where our health students of both LPN, RN, and other programs go in, and these mannequins mimic the human reactions. So you could walk in and have an angry patient or a, you know, a patient. We have a mother having a child, so they experience childbirth through this simulation lab. So you'd really find that level of sophistication in those signature programs on our Danvers campus, as well as the usual liberal arts. You go down to our Lynn campus, and this is the target of our focus for the future. We know that our growth is down in the southern end of our service area. That Lynn campus is a little over 30 years old, had not been developed. We've got, if you go past today, you'll see a major wing going up, adding leading edge classrooms and some other spaces that we desperately need. We've just completed a master facilities plan that will lead to even more development at the Lynn campus. And to us, this will be the home of the Communiversity at Lynn, where we'll have not only the associate degree program, but we'll also have the bachelor degree courses, the degree completion programs from Salem State on that campus in the future. Yeah.
We kind of touched on community partners, but I don't know if you want to add anything more about the community partners that you have here at North Shore Community College or with the college.
Well, we have broad and expansive community relations because we can't do this alone. And I'll just give you one recent example. We just put in an award, a proposal for an award with the Working Cities Challenge Grant. We had 12 partners involved in this shared impact collective program, including the City of Lynn, Lynn Education Economic Opportunity, LEO, LHAND, the Housing and Neighborhood Development, Lynn Community Health Center, all of these kinds of partners, North Shore Workforce Investment Board, obviously the school district, obviously Salem State University, Operation Bootstrap, that's a literacy community provider. We have to do this together. We have to leverage each of our resources so that we can really help the North Shore residents rise to the knowledge economy demands. And we can't have folks here who are not educated, not have the credentials and the degrees they need to take the jobs that are out there, to have the skills that are needed to keep this area economically developing and vital.
I'm going to end with one final kind of open-ended question for you. Feel free to respond to and add on to anything or something we didn't discuss that you want to just share with our audience.
I love the students that we have here at North Shore Community College. If you come here and you talk with our students, they are persistent, they have grit, they are determined. Many of them have overcome great challenges to be here. And at a time like this, which is commencement time, my heart sings because I can see that this institution has had a transformational impact on our students in the future.
Yeah. Good talking with you. Thanks for your time, and best of luck here at the college.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Yeah. Patricia Gentile, president of North Shore Community College. I'm Bill Newell. This is MSONewsSports.com.